425-373-5527. Outside of our local calling range, the free long distance number is 888-298-5569. Shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Stay right where you are because we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Ken and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, you can be in touch with us a few different ways while we're on the air. When we do have open phone lines today for Vet Sunday, the local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington and outside of our local calling range is 888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you can also be in touch with Animal World when we're off the air by going to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and that's just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. There's lots of great stuff there for you on the website. On the homepage, you will find links to all of our advertisers and sponsors. You will find a link to our audio archives so you can go back and listen to past shows. We usually get the current show up on the archives by late in the day on Sunday. Sometimes it doesn't happen until Monday, but usually the show is good to go by the end of show day on Sunday. And there is current events. We've also added a new section. A lot of the items we had on the current events page that weren't actually current events, we've created a new page called Of Interest. So, like the animal websites that you click on every day to earn animal food for the rescue critters, those are of interest. And a lot of our fundraising support groups and all of that sort of thing are in the Of Interest page, so check that out as well. And then you can email me to my home office via the website. Click on the Contact Martha link, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, LIGHT, at AOL.com, and that will come to me to my home office. And if you are interested in my services as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I work with people over the phone or in their homes to help them understand their animal friends and solve problems. I'd be happy to chat with you about what's going on. I always do a free telephone evaluation, no obligation, and often I can solve your problem for free in a few minutes on the phone. If not, I'll tell you how I work and what's involved. And if I'm not the best one to work with you and your animal friends, I probably know who is, and I'll refer you on. So you can send me an email to start if you like, but keep in mind I don't work via email, and always follow up with a phone call, because the best way to get a hold of me is to bug my voicemail at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. The phone number is 206-525-2016. That's 206-525-2016. If you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email, because it's easier for me to get to the webmaster that way. And if by chance you need to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 4012 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington 98105. Now, if you would be in need of Sandy Gaston's services, you can reach her through her website, www.animalnature.com, animalnature.com, or you can give her a call at area code 206-200-6536. That's 206-200-6536. If you would like to learn more about Dr. Al Pluckner and his work, there's tons of wonderful information on Dr. Al's website, drplechner.com. That's drplechner.com. And you can order copies of his book through the website, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, also the Human Compendium of Articles on the Same Subject. And boy, Dr. Al's got all kinds of really great stuff, lots of articles and stuff, links on his website, and he's constantly adding new stuff, so you're going to want to check that out. And then, of course, if you want more of Gary Hill, stay tuned for Sports Tangle. He's here Monday evenings, 8 to 9 p.m., sportstangle.com. And being as that he is the sports guy, I'm asking him about what's going on with the hydroplane races and when's the first race and did it start.
I think Circus is the favorite.
Is that what's happening this year? You don't know. I'm amazed that when I asked Gary about it, he said, I don't know. I don't have it on. It's like, what happened? Hydroplanes used to be such a big deal. They aren't, and you're the sports guy, and you don't even care about hydroplanes.
Yeah,
are you just too young? What is this?
No, I don't know. Maybe growing up in Tacoma was different than growing up in Seattle.
I didn't know that. You grew up in Tacoma?
Yeah. Hydroplanes just were never a real big deal, so I've never gotten into them.
I wonder, now Dr. Al grew up around, Dr. Al? I took you by surprise there. Hey, Dr. Al?
Yes.
You spent time living in the state here. Were you ever into hydroplanes?
I used to, used to watch the races, so on and so forth. I worry about the drivers. seen some hellacious crashes. You know,
oh, we saw some major, blowovers and all of that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable things. And, you know, thank goodness most of them survive, but sometimes they don't. And I just have kind of stayed away from it a little bit, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. Well, I grew up with Chip Hanauer, the Hanauer family. Chip's dad, Stan Hanauer, worked with my dad at the same company. So we grew up together. In fact, was Chip and his brother actually taught me how to ride a bike. Oh, gosh, it's time for a Martha story. We went over to their house, and they had this big grassy back lawn, and I didn't know how to ride a two-wheel bicycle. And so they had a big two-wheeler, and they put me on top of it, and my feet didn't touch the ground because it was a big two-wheeled bicycle. And
right.
Then they had me at the top of this grassy hill, and darn, they just shoved me off. And boom, I'm on this bicycle going down this hill, and by golly, I had to figure out how to balance on that puppy before I got to the bottom of the hill. So that was how I learned to ride a bicycle, and it was Chip Hanauer's fault. So
funny.
There you go, Chip, if you're listening. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, so then he grew up to be, so no wonder he was a hydroplane racer. I mean, he just shoved me right off the hill. Oh, you'll learn. There you go. So, we had a particular interest in the hydros because Chip was so into it. But, and I want to say Dean Chenoweth, well, he was a driver way back then. And wasn't he killed in an accident? I think someone was killed on Lake Washington in a hydroplane accident.
Right, yeah, I think so.
I don't remember for sure, but, oh, well. Okay, but I guess we've determined, Dr. Al, that if you aren't our age, that nobody's into hydroplanes anymore.
Exactly.
Apparently. Yeah, even our sports guys. Economy
vehicles now, yeah. They'll have electric...
See, what the heck are you watching, Gary? He's always got the TV on behind me. He's usually watching sports stuff. There's hydroplanes on. They're on Cairo. They're on Channel 7. Turn on Channel 7. The least we could do is tell everybody what's going on.
Okay.
He doesn't even care. He's not even...
I couldn't find it. I didn't know where it was.
Oh, there it is. Now, see, turn it to Channel 7.
It's easier said than done with this thing.
Oh, it doesn't work quite that easy, huh?
It takes a while to get there. I don't know what channel's on this.
Wow, that's bizarre. See, Gary only knows the other sports channels.
Hey, I was going to say something real quickly.
Yeah.
You'll probably hear from Maureen Michelson with New Sage Press real soon. On providing new books. She's done a second edition on Pets at Risk.
This would be a third edition.
Well, it's actually second.
No, because it's been reprinted once before.
I don't think so, has it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what happened.
I don't know. Yeah,
it's your book, and I know more about it than you do. What's going on here, you guys? No, but the sports guy doesn't know anything about the hydroplane races. The guy that wrote the book doesn't know what edition it is. Let's see.
I don't. You know, I hate to read my own stuff. It really not only bores me, but I don't. And that's why I think typos and all kinds of things come through, because I don't really care. So I do, I do care about getting the information out. So she basically,
This will be the third printing, I believe. And that's why we're giving away Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For, because Maureen was low on copies of Pets at Risk, but she was planning on reprinting. So have you got word from Maureen? Has she done that?
It's being reprinted because... I've got all these people call me going, we got a hold of Amazon.com. They don't have the book. We went to eBay, and they're selling the book from $34 to $140 a piece.
You're kidding. On eBay?
Yeah, apparently.
Whoa.
So what's happening is Maureen has done another edition,
paper.
And it should be, hopefully, momentarily, it should be available. And then I think what will happen, Martha, she will give you copies of it to... give to your listeners.
Oh, yeah. The only reason we're giving away Ann Martin's book is because the stock is low on Pets at Risk. But as soon as the reprint is taken care of, then we will be giving away your books again on Vet Sunday. And I'm glad to hear that the reprint is underway. But, yeah, unless I'm mistaken.
Also,
I'll find out from Maureen. But I'm pretty sure this will be the third printing.
And then I have other articles now that will go into either a hard copy or ebook, which is totally different. It's a continuation of Pets at Risk. And then this David Spangenberg apparently is doing a whole book on, I guess, my life. And
Oh, that's right. As an author is writing a whole book about you and what's going on.
Battles with the California.
Oh, I have to interrupt because Gary finally found the hydros.
Yeah, it looks like
Gary.
It was a real pretty yellow boat.
It looks like the red boat is beating the yellow boat.
The red boat, huh.
Oh, that's really good commentary.
This is our sports guy.
Don't outdo yourself, Gary. Don't outdo yourself.
The yellow boat's beating the red boat?
No, I think the red boat's beating the yellow
boat. The red boat's beating the yellow boat.
But it's hard to tell with all the angles.
Yeah, Gary, do you see SpongeBob there or not?
Not yet.
Oh, man. Gary, you should be embarrassed.
What, that wasn't the in-depth analysis you were looking for?
That was wonderful.
The red boat's beating the yellow boat. Since there's no real finish line, I'm not even sure the race is over or not.
Oh, man.
Sounds like it's been over before it started, though.
Apparently so. I have to say, though, the lake had the fewest amount of boats on it I've ever seen on Seafair Sunday morning. I mean, the log boom wasn't even jammed. It wasn't even full, and there were very few boats on the lake. I'm actually looking forward to driving back across I-90 to see if the lake filled up, because... otherwise, I would say hydros are over. It's like
do that or to you know to economy.
Or the economy, yeah, that's what we kind of figured. Maybe it's the economy. Nobody can afford to go
sponsors,
out on the boats.
Nobody's sponsoring them, and you know it takes a lot to get one of those things up and running.
Yeah,
and you know
that's
with
true.
Everything that's going on, and so on and so forth. And right now, I think a lot of these extra types of activities are basically being dropped only because people are trying to, you know, pay their taxes, pay their home bills, buy food for their family. Yeah, we're in a real stretch now.
Yeah.
And hopefully it will get better.
Yep. Well, me and my
then Gary,
animals are...
If it does, then Gary can watch the hydroplanes again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's... I think we do have Ken on the line. So, Ken, hold on, and we will take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Pay attention. And then we've got a good long stretch so we can hear Ken and Jazzy's story. It is amazing. Stay tuned for this. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, once again, they have everything but the kitchen sink on sale up at Jones & Company, and one of the biggest deals, Ray says, is that Nutro products have just announced a big price increase, but he bought all of their stock at the old price, so the savings on Nutro products at Jones & Company are huge compared to most stores. And then they've got almost everything on sale. They've got Merrick on sale, Nutrisource on sale, Breeder's Choice, Canidae, Royal Canin, Nutramax, Wellness, Natural Balance, you name it, it's on sale at Jones & Company Pets in Marysville. You'll find them on State Street. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including Reiki Level 1 for Animals with Polly Klein on September 19th. Now's the time to enroll in the Distance Learning Program to prepare for fall classes. For more information, go to nwsam.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling in the second hour of our Seafair edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. And Dr. Al, you still here?
Yeah, I am.
All righty. And we are going to welcome to the show Ken. And Ken is someone that you have been coaching, right, for regarding...
Well, Ken, yeah, you'll love it. Ken Collier is just amazing. I mean, yeah. He's gone through a situation that no one should ever have to go through, but he's done it. He's accomplished. So, yeah.
Yeah, and Dr. Al has discovered this basic endocrine immune imbalance that underlies most chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, and humans. The problem is that the key aspects of this endocrine immune imbalance have kind of been missed by veterinary and human medicine, and getting veterinarians to actually take a look at Al's work, and let alone doing the diagnostic testing or treatment, can be very difficult. And Ken is like a classic example of how this can work or not work, as the case may be. So I want to welcome to the first time to Animal World, Ken. Good morning. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning, you two.
Hey, good to have you on the air with
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I hope you're doing okay in Reno.
I'm hanging in there so far.
So have you just moved to that area, do I understand?
Yeah, it's only been a couple of weeks.
All right, so you're in the Reno area. One thing we wanted to mention is that in the past on Vet Sundays, when Dr. Al has been here, we have had a listener call in from the Las Vegas area. I think it was Las Vegas. I can't remember. I think it was a small dog or a cat. I think it might have been a small dog that had the Pluckner syndrome. And Dr. Al, you may remember her calling in and you coaching her about medication and protocol.
I know, but it was Las Vegas.
We haven't heard from her for a couple of years, probably. But in the hope that she's listening, if you are listening, we would love you to call us with information about the vet you're using in the area of Nevada that you're in, because you know Ken could sure use a vet that is familiar. So if the listener that's called us about Dr. Al's work that's in the Las Vegas area, if you happen to be listening, you can call us live during the show at 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. Or you can, you know, go to my website, marthanorwalk.com, and shoot me an email, and so I can put you in touch with Ken. So anyway, Ken,
thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And hopefully, well, if she's listening, hopefully she'll contact us. So why don't you fill us in? Jazzy is your kitty, right?
She is my love.
Jazz is your love. Tell us about Jazz. What kind of cat is she?
I guess she's considered American short hair calico.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how old is she?
I think about 14, because of her mysterious past. No one is really sure.
Oh, okay. So she was a rescue kitty when you got her?
The story is that she was apparently feral, and she may have been struck by a car when she was quite young. And subsequently, whoever hit her did take her to a veterinarian for treatment.
Uh-huh.
She recovered fine, and then it turned out that some people I later met, who turned out to be neighbors, the vet where Jazz was living was, in fact, their veterinarian.
Mm.
So at some point, they saw her in the office, and they said, oh my God, look at this cat. She's so beautiful. And the vet basically said, do you want her? Which I can't even imagine. But so my neighbors adopted her and took very, very good care of her for I'm not sure how many years. And then they were living about three doors down from us at the time, and through a series of happenstance is Jazzy and I met, and as her previous caretakers will say, it was love at first sight.
Uh-huh.
And it got to the point where she was spending every single day at our place, and she would only go home to eat, and then she would come right back. It was so sweet. And then the terrible news one day.
Wait a minute. So how long has Jazzy lived with you now?
It's been, it'll be 8 years in November.
Okay, so she's been with you for a very long time, and like you said, she's your baby. You adore this girl.
Yes, I do.
So tell us the medical history and what's happened with her.
Okay, and let me just warn you that I cry pretty easily, so if it happens, I'll just do my best to push through it and keep going.
Okay, well, and I'll, Ken, I cry all the time on this show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Gary and Sandy will tell you, I tear up all the time, so you won't be alone. I'll probably cry with you.
Okay, I'm not embarrassed by it, it's just that I get touched. And
well, good for you.
Yeah.
All right.
So, she came to me, basically, what I noticed over the period of time was that she would go through spells of vomiting and not being interested in eating.
Mm-hmm.
And these would last maybe a day, day and a half, on the outside 2 days. And I started seeking help for her, hoping to find out what was going on with her. We sought out alternative treatments at first. So took her to a holistic veterinarian who basically worked with homeopathy and those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
She pretty much, from the description and so on and so forth, her diagnosis was that Jazz probably had inflammatory bowel. And so I'm kind of a researcher at heart, and so I started reading about that and I saw that long-term, the prognosis is usually not great. And so, obviously, that concerned me greatly. Fortunately, where I was working back in 2004, there were days when my tasks were very menial, which allowed me the option of listening to something while I was working.
Hmm.
So I used to listen to alternative radio shows. And one morning, I was listening to one of my favorites, and I heard this veterinarian, and I'm an animal lover, and so I listened with rapt attention, and the stories that he, being Dr. Plechner, started relating were amazing, just one after another of these seemingly miraculous recoveries. So, of course, they talked a little about the book, and I think as soon as the radio show was over, I called and ordered the book. When it arrived...
So that was Pets at Risk, huh?
Yes,
okay.
Sorry. When it arrived, I gave it sort of a cursory read, and with the science in there, it basically, there was a point where it lost me. I think overall I understood, and I also was going by what I had heard of Al on the radio.
Okay.
Just a feel for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed very real, very genuine, speaking from his heart. And so, armed with the book, I started calling local veterinarians because I wanted to have her looked at based on Al's protocol.
Yeah, and of course, they had told you that Jazzy probably had inflammatory bowel disease, which, of course, is one of the diseases that is underlied by this endocrine immune imbalance that Dr. Al has discovered.
Yes.
So it was likely that diagnosing and treating the imbalance would help your cat.
Yes.
So you wanted to pursue that.
I certainly did.
Okay, well, take us forward.
Fortunately, the first veterinarian I called agreed to meet with me, so I went in with Jazzy in her carrier and the book in my hand, and basically I said to this fellow, look, I don't completely understand it. It resonates with me. I believe that the fellow knows what he's talking about, and would you be willing to look at this? And he said, I can still remember, he said, normally my approach is pretty conservative in my practice. He said, I am going on vacation, actually, and I will take the book with me, and I'll take a look at it, and if I think there's anything to it, I'll give you a call when I get back.
Ah.
So I think a couple of weeks went by, and I was sort of, you know, symbolically chewing at my nails, and I didn't call anybody else in the meantime. I guess I had a feeling that it was going to work out with this fellow. So when he returned, he did call, and he said, okay, he said, I'm willing to give it a try.
Ah.
Great. So took her in, did the blood draw, had it sent off to the lab. They took care of all that. They packed it up. Hopefully they did it the right way. I don't even know now. But they sent it off to the lab, and we waited, and the results came in, and sure enough, there it was, right, in black and white, that her system was out of balance. Based upon what Al had written in the book, then our next course of action was to get on the phone with him and get his recommendations about where we went from there.
About the treatment protocol.
Yes. So we did, in fact, schedule a consultation, and the three of us got on the phone. And now that I have come to know Al, and I hope he's okay with me calling him Al, now that I have come to know him, I know that the way he was on the phone that day is the way he always is. He is him.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pretense. There's no dance of, I am right. I have to be right, you know, sort of pounding on the desk sort of thing. He was basically a regular guy talking from experience on the phone. And when he heard Jazz's numbers, he basically said, here's what I think you need to do. And I don't remember, I don't have it right in front of me, but it might have been a 1 milligram of Vetilog and maybe 20 milligrams of...
So an injection of cortisol to start with.
Because the IgAs were low, right? Too low to absorb, right?
Yeah, her IgA, actually I see it here, was 69 at the time.
Yep, so it was, yeah, so anyway, she started on injection.
I'm sorry, no, it was lower than that.
Yeah,
yes, she did.
It was probably below 58, I think. Yeah.
Yes, I think actually it was 43, if
43,
I remember.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, it was pretty darn low. So he administered the injection. We waited maybe 3 weeks, retested her blood. Sure enough, all the figures were coming into line based on, again, on Al's ranges.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming much more closer to range. So there it was in black and white once again. So to me, well, that's self-evident. You know, it doesn't take a genius to interpret these figures. They're changing for the better.
Mm-hmm.
So things pretty much stayed in stasis for quite a while.
Now, what about her physical health? Were the symptoms of the inflammatory bowel, were they improving?
Absolutely. After a time, I didn't see it anymore. I didn't.
Oh, the symptoms went away.
Yes.
Or the signs of disease went away.
Yes. No more vomiting, no more days of not being interested in food, nothing like that.
Okay, so not only, so you diagnosed the imbalance with the EI1 blood test, started the treatment, the blood test results improved, and the signs of the disease went away in the cat.
Absolutely.
Okay, so then what happened?
Then we had, basically wonderful years.
Four and a half years.
Wow. Yeah. And I guess based on federal law or whatever, when there's a steroid prescribed once a year, a minimum of once a year, the doctor told me he had to examine her. He couldn't just keep renewing the prescription for the prednisone.
Uh-huh.
So at least once a year, she went in for the blood draw. We looked at the IgA, and everything was holding. She clearly, by looking at her, was doing great. She was a very happy girl, and she looked wonderful, and I couldn't have asked for a better outcome, except maybe if the clock had been turned back and she was only five.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I understand there are limits here. So, as I say, things held like that for, I don't know, 4.5 years or so. And then starting about January of this year, we tested again, and some things were a little out of whack. Her IgA was still in the range, but it was a little low. It was lower than it had been, and her glucose was creeping up a bit. So from time to time, as I say, Al and I have now become friends, which I'm thrilled about. And so we would chat, and he would always ask me how she was doing, and I might say, well, the glucose is up, IgA is a little low. And so we started talking about maybe it's time to increase the prednisone. She's getting older, so on and so forth. And then another series of events took place, and she had been on a diet of basically cottage cheese and either rice or potato, and then I started adding a little bit of cooked ground turkey to it. And she was basically on the cottage cheese diet, I would say, for 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she's one of those cats that had had food issues.
Yes. Yeah, which along the way we figured out, and of course with Al's help and suggestions about, well, why don't you try this and see what happens. So fortunately, the girl had a taste for cottage cheese, so eating was never an issue.
Okay.
I think one of the mistakes I made, and Al and I have talked about a lot about this, is that instead of giving her some kind of a white potato, somewhere along the line we discovered that she also had a taste for sweet potatoes, for yams. And so, I mean, basically you could cook one and just take a little piece out and put it down, and she'd gobble it right up. So I started giving her the sweet potato, and instead of alternating between that and rice, again, this is my mistake, left her on the sweet potato, and it may have been a year where she was on the sweet potato and cottage cheese. And now, in retrospect, I think that was not a great idea.
What, because of the estrogen in the sweet potato?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if the, as we all know, they have a pretty high sugar content, you know, maybe a natural sugar, but it's still a pretty high content. Now, whether that contributed to her glucose running too high, I don't know, but certainly could be looked at as a possibility.
Okay, I don't want to run out of time, so let's move forward in the story.
Okay. Through a series of these things going haywire, I went to L.A. for a week to take a class, and when I got back, it was very evident that she was not feeling well at all. In fact, she had lost maybe, well, certainly over a pound, and she was only 9 pounds, so down to, say, 7.5 is not good.
Right.
Very, very thin. So I took her to our local vet the next morning. He ran some blood work. And I have the figures here in front of me.
Yeah, we don't need to go into those. Just give us the overall picture.
The overall was he recommended an ultrasound because these numbers were so high.
Uh-huh.
Some liver enzyme numbers, and he ran also a pancreas test, and that was very high. So he said he suspected pancreatitis. So I took her down for an ultrasound. They sort of concurred with that diagnosis. I took her home, and at this point, she was not getting any prednisone, basically, because she had no interest in eating. She had fatty liver condition, so her
appetite... she wasn't getting her medication on the protocol. Okay.
Right, yeah. So now I knew, well, then she's in big trouble, because now she's not even getting the steroid she needs.
Right.
Well, they didn't want you to give them, though, Ken, did they?
No.
Because they felt that the steroids were causing all these problems.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Let me add that it was either at my local vet or at the emergency hospital where I took her for the ultrasound, it's almost like a mantra. It's almost like a recording, and they just push a button. You know, now the steroid that could be causing the diabetes, that could be causing the pancreatitis. I mean, it really is like it's just a tape loop that plays all the time. And both of these doctors had the same loop going, basically.
Well, because to kind of simplify this for people listening to the story, you knew your cat had the imbalance to begin with. She went on the standard steroid protocol. All the disease went away. She was healthy and fine for 4 or 5 years. She, of course, is getting older. We weren't quite doing the right thing diet-wise. She started to get sick again. And what logically would make sense with you talking to Al and with the testing is that we needed to increase the dose of the steroids.
Yeah.
But because of all the things that were wrong, the attitudes of the vets that you were working with, the steroids didn't get increased. They actually got decreased to the point where she's not getting any medication at all. And she's in big trouble. But the vets are thinking that the steroids are a problem and would cause a problem, so they're refusing to give you any, right?
Exactly.
And hey, real quick, Martha, let me walk on through this real fast. Maybe it's time to go to some conventions, because last 2 years the professors have all said, hey, you know what, the steroids have nothing to do with the pancreatitis or the diabetes. It's the condition that the steroids are used for that does it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, go back to school then.
Anyway. Yeah. All right. So Ken, take us forward.
Okay.
Jazzy's in big trouble, and she's not getting any of the treatment protocol.
There's no veterinary
help. And the vets don't want to give it to her.
Right.
And you're dealing both with the emergency diagnostic center, but also your veterinarian who's been treating her all these years.
Yes.
Okay. And Ken hasn't given injections. Hasn't done this stuff.
Oh, and now, yeah, so
she did it. Wait till you see. Well, go ahead, Ken.
Well, and so she, Jazzy, is sick enough, and her blood values are low enough that Dr. Al doesn't think that the oral medication is going to help her. She's back in a condition where she needs injectable steroids to be pulled out of this, right?
Exactly, yes.
And your vets won't do it?
No. So what happened was, since I couldn't get her to eat, clearly she was not improving, and so I did take her and basically check her into the emergency facility, which was, I think in retrospect, probably at the time saved her life, because they did put her on IV fluids.
Mm-hmm.
And then Al explained to me at least that keeps things moving through her system, helps flush out the pancreas. And then, as it turned out, their consolation prize to me was they agreed to give her 5 milligrams of prednisone a day in the IV.
Mm.
That's all they would do. And Al said in retrospect he thinks that also helped save her life, because at least she was getting a little bit.
A little bit, okay.
Yeah. But the veterinarian at the emergency hospital basically stood up with his pompous coat on and announced to me very firmly, he said, "Don't even ask me about giving her an injection. I will not. Because I think when it hits her liver, it could just kill her with the condition she's in." Now, my heart and my soul and my mind is telling me he's wrong,
mm-hmm.
which is, it's a difficult place to be in, because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a vet. I have not studied. I'm going by my gut, and I'm going by my feeling of who Al is as a man and his work as a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what really touches me. Is to thank the Lord I knew of him. So it became very clear to me that she needed an injection. Al even asked me if I could get our local vet on the phone with him. He took time out one day to talk to our Jazzy's regular doctor,
mm-hmm.
to explain to him the mechanism and basically to ask, will you please give her the shot? This was after I had checked her out of the emergency hospital. She did okay for a few hours, and then she was backsliding. So clearly we were running out of time.
Mm.
She was not eating. She was very frail. She wouldn't do anything but lie on her little pad all day long. That's all she would do. And I'm beside myself.
Because you know she's dying.
Yes.
And your vets won't give her the injection.
They would right. not give the injections. Can you? Just wouldn't do it. Even if he signed a waiver going, hey, give her the injection. I don't hold you responsible. You may not buy this. You may not believe it. But it is, and as Ken and I have talked about, you know, death is not the answer. And right. besides, you know, if it is new, you know, the feeling here real quickly, and I'll shut up, is basically it's better to die by the book than live by something they do not understand.
Which is really a shame, because that's essentially what they were telling you, Ken, was yes, your cat is dying,
yeah.
but we think the injection's going to kill her quickly,
yeah.
quicker.
Yeah.
But so even though she's dying anyway, we're still not going to give her the injection, even if you sign your life away and say you won't blame us if something happens. So what did you have to do to get your cat the injection?
Plus, if I might add, they had no after the fact treatment plan for me. So when I checked her out of the emergency hospital, nothing was said about this is what you need to do.
Oh, geez.
Nothing was said. Basically, they just said, you know, hey, she looks pretty good, and good luck.
Yeah, here's a plastic bag. Thank you.
Gosh, so they don't have any treatment for her, and they won't do the treatment that you want.
Right.
Now, we are up against,
made their money, though.
We're up against the clock, you guys. We're running out of time, so we've got to speed this up very quickly.
Okay.
So at this point, you're desperate. Your cat is dying. They have no treatment. They will not give her Dr. Al's treatment. She needs the injection of the steroid.
Right.
What did you do to save your cat?
I was able to procure, I'm not going to say how, some injectable steroid. Al told me exactly what to get. I got it. I called a friend who had experience giving shots to cats. And with both of us crying and holding a needle and our hands shaking because I'm nervous. I don't know. The propaganda is starting to settle in on me. Is this going to kill her? And I'm also believing that it's the only thing that's going to save her. So with my friend and I both crying, sobbing, she gave Jazz 1 milligram. 1 milligram in a syringe. I mean, this is a small amount.
Right.
1 milligram of something called triamcinolone, which is the same as Betalog. Within 24 hours, if I hadn't been there to see it, I don't know that I would have believed it. Jazz was a different cat.
Wow.
She was up, and this is where I'm going to cry. She was up. Going to the kitchen, wanting to eat within 24 hours.
Wow.
Of a quarter inch worth of a liquid in a syringe.
Wow. Wow. And she's alive.
Sad,
she's alive and well today.
Yeah, she's doing very well.
But you had to in a under the table way, procure the medication yourself and give it yourself.
Yes.
And most people would not be able to do that. But that's what saved your kitty, and she's alive and well today. Did you go back to these vets and say, we did it, and look what happened? She's alive and well?
No, frankly, and I've discussed this with Al. Perhaps you could call me paranoid.
You're afraid they'll get mad at you.
According to what I saw on the website, I could be prosecuted for treating her because I could be accused of practicing.
Well, you're allowed,
medicine,
you know, Ken, you're
life.
Allowed to treat your own. They can't touch you on that. But you know, the shame is what they would say, Martha, and Ken knows this too. You go back and say, well, it was an automatic remission. Okay, and this is what they've always said.
They would not acknowledge the treatment.
That's fine, but it was an automatic remission. It had nothing to do with the injection. She became normal. And that's their excuse. I've seen this for 43 years now. The point of it is, you know, Ken has done a phenomenal job that no one should have to do.
Well, I wanted everybody to hear the story of Jazzy, and because it just is such a classic case. To describe this endocrine immune imbalance and how it works and how often simple the treatment can be and how quickly it works if you can get a doctor to do it. But the hard part is getting the doctors to do it.
Yeah, and the shame of it is it's not only for our wonderful animals, it's for our people too.
Yeah, this applies to humans. All right, you guys, we are up against the clock. Ken, thank you for taking time out of your Sunday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
Jazzy's story. I know you have got to run to another obligation, but maybe the next Vet Sunday, let's get you on the line again and we can follow up with some more details, okay?
Oh, actually that thing that I thought I had to go to, I don't. So, I don't know. It's up to you.
Oh, okay. Well, then, if you can either hang on or you can join us again after the top of the hour. As we start the 11 o'clock hour, you want to call us back?
I can hang on, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll put you on hold. We'll put Dr. Al on hold. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we will come back with current events. Sandy's got an update on Ginger Pet Rescue garage sale. There's some special stuff happening they want us to know about, and we'll have a new Pet of the Week. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Everything but the kitchen sink is on sale up at Jones & Company. Remember to join their preferred customer club and get discounts and rebates and all kinds of good stuff. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give Jones & Company a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, then pay close attention. Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Conscious living for conscious people. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of our Seafair edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. All right, we got to ramp up and speed ahead here so we get everything covered. And we've got a lot of thanks for you for your great emails, and we will get to those in the next hour. We'll also get back to Ken and Jazzy's story. And right now, it's time for current events. All right, speaking of entertainment, remember, we're going to get an update from Sandy about Ginger's pet rescue garage sale in just a moment. New things on the current events list, Woofstock, the summer's pet adoption festival, is Sunday, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Todd Field at University of Puget Sound in Tacoma. Go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events for all the details. It's a huge event. 20 rescue groups involved in all kinds of very cool stuff. Remember The Cove, the documentary on the dolphin slaughter in Japan, is in our area at the Harvard exit on August 7th through 9th. The Festival of the River at River Meadows County Park in Arlington is the 8th and 9th next weekend. Busy weekend. That's where Sarvey Wildlife Care Center does the grand entry with the eagles for the powwow. Very cool thing. Remember Sarvey Wildlife Care Center fundraiser at Kirsten Gallery in Seattle on Sunday, August 16th from 1 to 4 p.m. I'll be there, and so will all the birds, so hope you will be there too. Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project is continuing their special through August. Bring mom kitty in to spay for $25, and they'll spay and neuter the kittens for $10 each. All right, Sandy. Apparently, we got some new information on Ginger's Pet Rescue, their garage sale today, right?
Right. We've got at 1 p.m. today, everything is going to be 50% off. Everything that's left is 50% off at 1 p.m. And then, folks, at 3 p.m., everything that you can put in a brown bag that they have there is $5 a bag, or you can bring your own bag, and they'll give you a flat price on filling your own bag.
Woohoo!
Because some of the bags will be smaller or larger. And remember, folks, this is a fundraiser, so be generous with them.
Yep, you know? You can find them. It's the annual garage sale. It is at Mary and Fran Roberts' home in Seattle. The address is 9116 First Avenue Northeast in Seattle. If you need to call them for directions, it's 206-679-1337. And if you missed any of these details, you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on Current Events. All right. Are we good, Sandy, on that? I guess we are. All right. So, without further ado, let's get to our next order of business, which will be our new Pet of the Week. And from King County Animal Care and Control, Interim Manager Nancy McKinney is here. As soon as Gary punches the right buttons.
She's here.
Hey, Nance.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're good. We're good. Recovering from the heat.
Yeah.
How did the shelter fare in this over 100-degree weather this week?
Well, I think the staff sweated more than the animals. We added extra misters in an area where the cats were kind of covered but had the outdoor heat coming in, and we made sure our air conditioners were running in full bore. So the animals were fine. I think the staff lost a few pounds, though.
Yeah, I do, and I owe everybody an apology. I know why Gary was looking at me so strangely. I just speeded things up because we're slow on time. Billy's learning to take over for Gary in a couple weeks. Well, I spaced them. I decided not to do the music.
The rosemary
cleaning. Yeah. So how much is that doggy in the window? Because we just were out of time. So, Billy, you'll get that next week. And at any rate. So, Gary, you were not nuts. It's just me trying to speed up the clock here. So before we get to our new Pet of the Week, because I knew we had a bunch to talk about, we've had a few staying in the system here.
Exactly. Everybody, I believe all the cats are still up for adoption. Little one at Crossroads.
How about Senior?
Senior had a home.
Yay! Senior got adopted. Woohoo! Okay, so we got little one at Crossroads. How about our, let's see.
Polly. She is still waiting.
Polly's still waiting.
She's getting more talkative in her kennel, so if you come by and see her little setup, she's very talkative and again, recovered from the thyroid treatment, so she's ready to go. But an older cat, which is like the cat we have for this week.
All right, but let's see. Then last week we had Zach.
Oh, yes, Zach the dog.
The Labrador Retriever Boxer Mix, very cute picture. Zach, did he get home?
No, he's still waiting. And I'll be honest, he's starting to show a little signs of aggression towards other dogs.
So
he definitely is someone that we're watching and being very careful about, but he has to be in a home without any other dogs.
Okay. All right. Who is our new Pet of the Week this week?
Well, Destiny. Destiny is another older cat that we have. We have some really just sweet, sweet, great cats. Destiny was brought into Kent's shelter because the owners could no longer care for him and, in fact, asked us to euthanize him. But we don't euthanize for non-health reasons. And Destiny was friendly, beautiful Frank Sinatra blue eyes.
Mm. It looks like kind of tabby colored with white bib.
Yes. Oh, and just this great sheen, great color combination on his coat.
And you say it's Siamese domestic short hair mix.
Yes. And because he is healthy and had a good attitude, we're giving him a chance. So he's 10 years young. He is already neutered, current on his shots, including rabies. And just a sweetheart of a guy. So
But do you mean his owners brought him in and wanted him euthanized just because they didn't want him anymore?
Right.
Aww. Someone got to go give Destiny a home.
Yes. So he needs extra treatment, extra attention, because, again, with all the young kittens coming in, a lot of people are attracted to the younger kittens and don't look at all these great cats that could make wonderful companions.
Wow. All right. So get on down to the Kent shelter. If somebody wants to come in today, are you open to six as usual?
We are. We are.
Okay.
And we're still waiving the adoption fee for cats over 1 year. So Destiny will be no adoption fee, and he will be microchipped. So it's a good deal.